All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, Michael Marquardt, the man behind A Bad Think. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Matt. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's my pleasure.
So you're out in Los Angeles, California, by way of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Yeah, I'm kind of bi-coastal, so I'm nice. Kind of six and six. I like the summers in Virginia Beach, but I just cannot tolerate the cold weather anymore. So, and I got studios that I work out of on either side. So it's I don't have to stop working. So it really works well into my schedule.
Oh, well, I'm an East Coast guy myself. I'm up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, so I know all about
it. Oh, that's a nice part of the country.
It's all right, but like you're saying, the older I get, those winters are getting a little harder to deal with.
I've never been up there, but I know it's too cold for me.
Oh, especially the past few. I don't know if it's just an age thing, but I remember being a kid, and, there used to be snow on the ground from Thanksgiving all the way to springtime, but then we had a spell of time where it wasn't a lot of snow, but lately we've been just getting hammered. When winter starts, it comes with a vengeance and stays right to the end.
It's funny because I was kind of born and raised in Wisconsin, and how cold it can get
sure.
there, and I don't remember being so cold. Like the cold kind of bothers me now, but you just didn't really kind of think twice about it. I guess it's because you're younger or something like that, and. But I just can't stand the cold these days.
Well, I'd love to get out to California one day, and I know that's my daughter. My daughter's going to be 16 this year, and that's her dream to one day see California. And
it's a beautiful state.
Love to do it. Yeah, you love it?
Yes, I do.
How long ago did you move out there?
That's 3-4 years, I think.
Oh, all right.
So relatively new.
Well, let's talk about A Bad Think. I've been doing some digging into your catalog, a lot of great songs out there. What do you have, five or six total records out so far?
Yeah. I think Don't Forget is the sixth.
And it's, nice.
I know. You think, I guess I don't have anything else to do. It's funny when I always go, this is the best stuff I've ever did. And every record seems to be getting better and better and better. And, if they weren't getting better, I wouldn't be banging my head against the wall. But as I kind of look back and kind of listen to this stuff, it's kind of my whole development as a human being. And, you listen to some of the early songs and, what I was thinking and where my head was at the time. And it's like a whole kind of story in itself. I told my kids, I go, if you really want to know who I am, listen to my music. You'll get the whole history if you start from the beginning and listen to all the records. But it's interesting to note.
Well, when it's that personal, and I know a lot of singer-songwriters are very personal in their approach, but is it a challenge sometimes if you go back to maybe those early songs or those first records and performing them live or just revisiting them? Does that sometimes open old wounds or old emotions, or are you able to kind of keep those separate?
Oh, no, it opens them up.
Yeah,
absolutely, because it's like through the stages of everyone's life, for that matter. A bad thing just happens to be kind of, mine. My wife she's had a couple of cancer, battles, and those, I know right where those land, and in these songs, and my lyrics reflect it, and sometimes I wish I could go back, I could have recorded that better, I could have done that better, I should have changed that, but I kind of learned you can't really second guess yourself, because that's where I was at that time,
right.
And that's what I created at that time, so I'm really kind of, I kind of think about going back in and going, maybe that vocal's a little flat. Maybe I should auto-tune that boy. But I think it best leave the past, but, where it is, I guess.
So you not only play all the instruments and write the songs, but you're also involved in the production, or do you have anybody else that...
No, I produce it.
You do it all. Wow.
Yeah, and it's really such an intensive process because it takes me... every day I'm in the studio every day, and I, whatever songs I'm working on, I start and I listen and I tweak this. I listen to every note. I listen to the spaces in between the notes, and listening to the drum grooves and all that stuff. And as I'm listening to it, and it's how is it affecting me emotionally? And it is really sometimes it's all of a sudden.